This episode is dedicated to all our loyal listeners. Thank you for all your support. Now grab your favorite drink and get comfortable because we're back.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Noemi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
2024, woo! Baby.
We're back.
Yes, we're back we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ready to come on. Go into the new year with a great attitude and
yes,
all the blessings.
Yes, yes, I'm so ready.
Yes, yay.
Yes, and I'm like super intentional. Like, let's do this
as we should be for a new year.
Amen. Yeah.
Even though there is that thing when you come off of like having all the holidays right before the new year, and then the new year comes, and you're like, let's celebrate the new year, and then you're like, okay, you kind of come down from all those things that happened at the end of the year, but it's all good.
Yeah. It's also very exhausting if you think about it. I mean, it could be.
Yes, it could be. Yeah, it is. I mean, there's a lot of things. A lot of people are traveling. A lot of people, I mean, just getting ready for Christmas itself and having to buy gifts and all that jazz. And that's a lot. So anyways, here we are in a new year.
January, baby.
January. So we thought that we would have our new podcast today be about certain things from 2023. Like, what did you learn from 2023? What did you change? What do you want to change for 2024? And what are you most looking forward to in 2024?
Wow, that's like...
It's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. And by the way, she just gave me these questions.
And we just, like, we took a little break, guys, you know, for the holidays and all that jazz. So we're back and we're going to go into this full throttle. So... Bring it, indeed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, bring it. Okay, so.
We'll start with the first part. Maybe we won't get to them all today, but what did you love the most? Or no, what did you learn in 2023 out of all the things that happened? I'm sure that we learned a lot, but something?
I'm sure there's a lot. And okay, so let me kind of think back. You know, obviously, most of us pick a word for the year, right? Like, you know, this is my word. And one of my things was just gaining wisdom. I felt like I made a lot of rush decisions in my business.
Yeah.
And I just needed to gain wisdom. So looking back at 2023, I have to say that my prayers were answered in the sense of like, when you take out the time to really just not rush into decision making and kind of having the attitude of this is happening for me instead of to me,
yeah,
or this is happening for me. It changes this perspective. So it was a year of growth for me, especially in my business. And that translated into family life as well.
Yeah.
I did also make the commitment last year to read the entire Bible in a year and committed to like my Bible study, being very intentional. So I think all of that coupled, it just made me a different person. I have a lot of patience. I take things a little bit slower. I'm trying to understand things. So I think for me, the short answer is wisdom. And obviously you don't gain wisdom all the time, right?
Like
don't stop learning, but that was the big thing for me. Okay. What about you?
That's good. For me, thinking about this, I would probably say I really honed in on my skills of patience.
Really? Talk to me about that. Come on. Because I can see you sort of, especially with the girls, like you will be like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I don't see that. And you're like, yeah, they're set. And I'm like, no, the girls, that's not what she meant.
No, that's probably the biggest one, actually. I think like the biggest thing that I feel where my patience grew in the year is with them. Like, I think you get like the little parts of me and me just venting to you. Yeah. But I think for the most part, I feel I found more patience in the way that I respond to them and the way that I interact with them. And also what is worth my, really what is, cause you know, we're parents. I'm a parent. I'm a strong woman. I've always wanted to have the, you know, last word, especially with my children. Like, okay.
And you're a mother of three girls.
Yes. So we all got mouth too. So there's that. So I think that for me, the biggest growth was with them in how I speak to them, how I respond to them, but my patience in going, okay, let me take a beat before I just say something, or in the fact that I don't need to say something right now. I can just let it go. And just be like, okay.
And I saw that.
That's done. I'm not going to go about it again. Like, for example, my daughter and I butt heads a lot. And so there were a couple situations where as soon as she would have gotten home, I would have continued this like disagreement with her. Right. And I was like, no, I'm just going to let it be silent. okay. and let it play out and be patient. And I think that that gives her the time to really think about maybe how she carried herself and what she was saying or doing that wasn't exactly cool in my book. Right. But me keeping to be so eager to like point it out like, you, that was wrong. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have. Right. And instead of taking a step back and just being patient with her to come around to see like, hey, yeah, maybe right. that wasn't cool. But I think when you're like on or on them, or I feel anyways with my relationship with my children, is that sometimes I just need to take that moment to be more patient and let them come to that realization. And that, because no matter how many times I'm going to say it to them,
right.
they're not going to hear it until they hear already. It and feel
when
it.
They're ready right. to hear
exactly.
it.
So that was probably my biggest like lesson for, because I think I've tried to be really like aware and more patient with them. But I, this year, 2023 for me was really a year of growth in that, where I understood more. I understood the assignment.
You understood the assignment. But, you know, I do have to say there is a lot to be said about silence too.
Yes.
So when you're saying, you know, kind of just letting her, you know, walk in and then digest everything that has happened and come to and sort of hear what you're saying at her own timing.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about that. And I think people at times can say more with their silence than yes. they could when they're speaking.
Yes.
And I did see that in you. The other thing I saw in you a lot was sort of learning to see people and accept people for who they are and not picking up an offense and not sort of seeing that as an interpretation of who you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, it's just a combination of growth, especially as women, because, you know, at times we like to be acknowledged. We like to be seen. We like to feel needy. We also like to do the things that we believe is our love language.
Yeah.
But to see someone be intentional about, well, you know, let me do some self-assessment and this didn't work last year, so I'm going to implement this new thing. I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I saw yeah. that growth in you. So proud of you.
I'm proud of both of us. Like, I think that we are better when we can learn to grow in some manner. Right.
Right.
And I really felt a lot of growth this year. And even in the sense of like you said, knowing like, we've said before, I'm a recovering people pleaser. So I really stepped away from that. And
so
also accepting like I can love people, but I don't have to not like be in love with them, but, you know, love them the same way I love everybody else. I can just love them
different.
Actually, not even the way they need to be loved, the way I need to love them to have peace for myself.
That's interesting that you say that.
Yeah.
Because I know, and this is like a thing, I don't know, for those of you that are new listeners, you may not know this, but when we first started the podcast, you know, we have a lot of girlfriends in our neighborhood. And one of the things I will always say is, oh, I love Susan differently.
Right.
And this is not to say I don't love all the girls, because it's many of us. It's like maybe five or six of us. But there was this thing like, oh, I love Susan differently. So now hearing you say that, I think it's probably like you say, loving someone the way you need to love them.
Yes.
Right? Not necessarily like I love you more. It's just that I'm loving you the way I need to love you. And for me, it was just this constant thing. I felt like I needed to protect you.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me why.
Right.
But like you said, I needed that. That yeah. was really a lot for myself.
Yeah.
And because I saw and what I felt I needed to protect you from
yeah.
was things that I saw in myself that yeah. have hurt me in the past. So I just took on this responsibility, and I'm just being transparent, right?
Yeah.
So that is such a good thing of what you're saying, that, you know, you learn to love how it's okay for, like
yeah.
how it's okay for you.
And to be and to settle into the fact that you can, like, it's just okay. Because I think I internalize a lot in that, I'm always having conversations in my head. A situation just happened recently where it was similar, where I was like, well, I want to do this, but I have these mixed emotions about doing this thing
right.
when I didn't want to do, but I was like, but this is what you want to do.
Right.
No matter how so you good. Felt treated by this other person or how you felt loved by them at certain points, you love this way.
Right.
So this is
that's
how
so
you're going to do it. And I was just like, I had this whole conversation with myself and I was like, this is what I'm doing, you know?
And how did you feel after you did that thing?
I felt good because I was like, this is what I wanted to do. No matter if like I was doing a checks and balances with this person and, right. you know, just different situations. And I was like, I can't check and balance them. I can right. only check and balance myself. And this is what my, this is how I want to love during this moment. So wow. this is what I'm doing.
I like that. You yeah. know, that reminds me, I would used to always say, and I don't know if I feel the same way now, we'll have to kind of do, you know, spend some time in that thought process. But I used to say before, like, when I was dating someone, like, I don't want a bad relationship
right.
to be the reason why I rob my next relationship from what I have to give.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of aligns with what you're saying, and obviously in a different context, but, you know, different people treat us differently. But then it's like, you have to check your heart and say, but who am I?
Right.
We learn from those things and then say, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to do the things that are aligned with who I am and what I think is right to do for that person, irrespective of what I've learned that yeah. I, you know, I should not be this way, I should not be that way. But I really like what the sound of what you're saying, because I think that gives, you're giving yourself grace, and then you're probably giving that person what they need because it is what's right to be done.
Yeah.
And you're not picking, you're not staying with this offense or this, you know, thought process of yeah. This person, then you're not giving grace to that other individual.
Yeah. And I really honestly, you know, live my life by how you, you know, treat others as you want to be treated, whether, mm-hmm. and what I think that was something I kept coming back to, because often at times I hadn't felt like treated equally, right?
Right.
So then I was like, yeah, but that's, that doesn't matter. Cause what am I going right. to do here anyways? And at right. the end of the day, the only person I'm going to reconcile my checks and balances with is myself.
Right. Right.
So
right.
what do right. I want to do here?
Right.
And is it like, you know, we were having a conversation yesterday. Was it genuine?
Yes.
It was.
And it was.
And it
yes.
was 100% because this is where I wanted to be and yeah. what I wanted to do. So that's probably another thing from this year. We're with going on what you said about what you saw with me and what you know, is that for me, I really was just like, okay, I'm going to do this for me. I'm not going to go do anything based on, and maybe it sounds selfish at time. Maybe I learned to be more selfish this year. Like, you know
but
what I mean?
I don't think it's being selfish. I just think, you know, sometimes we need to set some boundaries and then learn from those experiences so you can become a better human.
Yeah.
And I think you were extremely intentional about that.
Yeah. So I think that's where it's just like, I'm learning, I learned to, with that, to be more aware of what I want to do in the moment, whether somebody has done X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever. So.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had a second part to your question.
Okay.
What did you learn, which we answer? And then what did you love about 2023?
But I think, so.
Do you feel that you cannot answer
I think we
that?
Kind of cover that. So what just came to mind when we were answering this is another part of that I think we should answer is like, where do we think we might have fallen short or failed?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
I mean, because 2023, I think I loved, there was a lot I loved about it. If I'm going to, like everything we just talked about, just right. to stick to that. But also all the time we, you know, spent with the people that you care most about,
right.
And making the best, and you're big on this,
yeah.
making the best of your time, you know, the best, you know, getting the best value of your time,
right?
Like how it is important to like in the moments, even if all of my family's home together, which isn't all the time,
right.
to be like, hey, just let's like look at each other for 5 seconds or something, you know, like finding the things you can do in the moments that bring the most value for your time. So,
you know, I think I fell short of doing more.
Okay.
In 2023.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
It's just, it was such a year of learning.
Yeah.
And really kind of like analyzing, you know, why am I not where I think I should be? Why have I not reached the goals that I set for myself? Or even looking at my own family, like why didn't we change this? Or why weren't I doing X, Y, and Z? Like I was really looking from like the outside in.
Okay.
And I was paying attention more to, you know, behaviors and conversations, and I just felt I didn't do more. And I think perhaps that's it's connected to one of my words for 2024, which is urgency, like this urgency, like this time urgency. I think sometimes we take it for granted, like, we make plans, like we're planning for 2025. Where are we going for 2025, right? And only God knows. But So I think it's just connected to my word this year, which is this urgency of, you know, not so much doing more, but doing, but really being an intention of what you're doing. Because, you know, it's very easy for me to just on weekends, like just lay on my couch like all day. You know, my kids are grown and I don't know. I just think I need to see more of life. I don't know.
Okay. So if we go into what we didn't accomplish or fail, I know you don't like the word fail. We didn't accomplish in 2023 and we look into that. And like you just said, you felt like you needed to do more. So leads you to probably what you're going to do for 2024 is do more, right?
And I don't know exactly what that means, like more and what.
And maybe you think about it and you figure it out and we come into 2025 doing this podcast and go, this is what came of it. Like, I know that your one of your words for 2023 was also simplicity.
So, yes.
So how did you do with that?
I did well with that. But then I kind of like lost track of it at the end because then I sort of refocused. But it still stood the same way. Like I was still wearing the same, you know, clothes I said I was going to wear. And I was wearing black all the time. And then I transitioned a little bit more because life just happened differently for me at the end. Plus, I had a lot of, you know, health issues 2023. That took a toll on me as well. 2024 is just really this sense of urgency. But we'll talk about that on another podcast and really what that means for me. I spent some time sort of thinking about it in my, you know, my faith. What does it mean in my faith versus my personal life? I don't know. I want to do more. You did a lot in 2023, I have to say.
I felt pretty accomplished for 2023. I do really like, I think it's like a really good year that I came out of from learning. And, I think it was my first full year that I was in therapy. So that was a good thing. I think that one thing that I could have done more of, I mean, I'm sure there's always something, you know, if you ask anybody, we could do more of. I think that, and this is, we're just saying this, I don't even know. I think that what I could have done more of, if I'm trying to pinpoint it, was probably like you said, like with my time in the fact, like I said, I just said like, yeah, time was something that I really would manage. But I think also in the sense of, like you said, probably like on the weekends, like we all can, even though we found different moments, we went on a lot of trips together and we da da da. But I think there's more things for me to do to say like, okay, let's get out of the house. We're all together here.
Let's get
out of that. Cause we'll do that at home. We'll do that time, but also to like make more time to like go do things outside. Like, cause we always like, we go, it's like go big or go home. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you're going to Hawaii, but when you're home on the weekend, everyone's in their rooms.
Right.
And you know, whatever.
And that's like the trend, right?
Yeah.
The kids are in the room on their phones and I feel like life is passing and I'm like, wow, two more years, Hannah's in college, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you still, you know, your youngest still has a while to go, but, and I think that's
but
why
I think
thinking.
It's those moments. And I think I'm often like, I'll ask and say, hey, you guys want to watch a movie or you guys want, and I think it needs to be more than that. Like it needs to be more like, okay, let's, cause if, you know, too, like they love to spend your money. So if you're like, let's go to the mall, even though I hate the mall, that
too.
I would, it may be just a sacrifice I need to make to go and do things with them that like thing, more things they want to do. I think I'm often asking them to spend time doing things I want to do.
Like, yes.
And then sometimes I can find myself frustrated because they don't want to do that. So now I just need to focus. And what I probably didn't do in more in 2023 is doing things they want to do.
But you know, I'm thinking back because, you know, our daughters are also best friends. You know, we took a trip to Cancun together and we do a lot of family trips together. But the girls are very intentional about creating moments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they plan out this like picture thing and their outfits and it's like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And I know you and I, along with some other close friends, we're traveling and they're already making plans. Like they're going over to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn a little bit more from the young generation, I think, because I tend to be like, oh, well, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
But they kind of like, they plan this stuff out. Like they're very intentional.
Yes.
And like, okay, our parents are away. We're going to do this. Oh, we're traveling together. And again, because we do family vacations together, I think they're just, they just know.
Yeah.
Like they just like, okay, we're going together again to another vacation. So this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. No. And I think that's part of it. Like, and being more aware of things, to spend time with the people you love, doing the things that those people love, not just the things that I love. So that's what I'll focus like more on in 2024, and that I didn't probably do so well in 2023.
I don't know. So. Let's see. I think I can benefit from that. But, and then I think, you know, this is all about 2023 and 2024.
Yes.
What are you most looking forward to in 2024? That's a good question. I don't even know if I have an answer to, I mean, on my faith level, I know, but then family wise, I don't know. What am I looking for in 2024?
Yeah. I think that I'm looking for, most forward to just like, hope, I don't know, I guess I can't, I don't know what I'm hoping for in 2024 besides that. I honestly just want everyone to like find their focus for my kids and stay on the course, right? That they find what they love and it really like seeps into them and it really just gives them the perspective on everything they need to keep going, whatever path they need to go.
That's a good one.
So that, and then also too, just like, I think honestly, like everybody, like to stay happy and healthy. And everyone to get like the full service they need to be like the healthiest and happiest person that they can be.
Yeah,
in 2024. That's
a good one.
I mean, I don't know how much I can do with that besides, you know, being a champion for the people that I love to say like, hey, keep, you know, do the work.
Do the work. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do have, I mean, the responsibility is for some people, they do have to do the work.
Yeah.
I think for me, I don't know. I think, you know, I look at my kids and they're doing great. But at the same time, I just feel, and I know I before I said I never had any mommy guilt, but I'm just being transparent again. Yeah. You know, I am having a little bit of this like mommy guilt where I'm like, I want to be home more.
Yeah,
I do. And I know last year, you know, God,
you said that before. It's not the first time you said it.
So last year, you know, God was very clear with this feeling I had of I want to take my little one to school and pick her up.
Yes.
And my husband was like, you're spoiling her. And what do you mean you're leaving work at 1:30 in the afternoon, you know, to pick her up at, you know, 2:00. And I was just like, yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing.
You wanted that time.
Yeah. And he kept to this day, I think now he maybe understands a little bit.
Yeah.
But for the life of him, he's like, what? Like, you mean you're waking up extra early? It's early
too. Like she's got to be at school like 6 a.m. It is
like,
early.
Like you, she can take the bus and this is, you know, and you're teaching her like she's privileged. And then you're leaving work. You have responsibility at work. And I was very adamant. I'm like, nope, this is happening. So yes, last year it did happen. Thank you, Lord. You know, I get up early. I so much enjoy just taking her to school. And mind you, it's not like we're having a conversation, right?
Because she is a teenager. But you're there.
But
you're and it matters.
Listen,
it matters.
We have this thing that it's like we know the time we're leaving. Mentally, it matters.
It matters.
When my husband has to take her, if I'm traveling or whatever, it's a whole like
it's
big
a,
thing.
Yeah.
And she's just like, but daddy this and daddy that. And she's like, mommy, daddy doesn't get it. And I'm like, honey, just don't talk to her. Right.
It's so funny that you say that. I think it's interesting that dynamic, especially too, because I think there is value in the fact that you're just there. Like,
yes.
When I at the end of last year, I traveled a lot in December. Like, I don't. My husband always travels, but I was gone from like the I was like gone from the beginning to the end, but some of that, my kids were all home by themselves. And especially like my...
And they're older, so don't...
Yeah, but like Sydney...
Legally, they can be there.
Yes. But Sydney, who... She's always got me there, right? So she's like... I think she's calling me. The twins are calling me. And some of the time I was with Jermaine. And he's like, they don't call me that much. And I'm like, well, that's because they're used to me always. It's not like I already said, they're not having these big conversations with me every day. They're mostly in their rooms or whatever if they're home, right? But
when you're not there.
I'm there. Yeah. And it's important to the fact that I'm just there.
Yes. So
you just driving her is just as important. Just
that, yes. Let me tell you, to her, it's just, it's important.
It is. It matters.
One of my daughters send me a picture, right? They're like, to mom, right? They're always saying, I'm hungry, I'm cold, I'm hot, can I have, I want to watch, blah, blah. And they're like, to dad, it's one question to dad, right? Where's mom?
Exactly.
So she's like, literally, I'm like, yeah. And again, that. It's just, you know.
So that's going to be something you're going to continue for 2024.
I'm definitely going to continue, yes. And I do leave work at 1:30. And I know, it sounds difficult if anyone is a business owner, is having mommy guilt sometimes. You know, actually, I have the pleasure and the ability and the blessing that I could leave work.
Yes.
I own my own business.
Because a lot don't have that.
Right. So for someone that's listening that has the ability to do that, really pray on it because God will make a way. Because my husband was afraid. He said, you leave at 1:30. What does that mean for the business? And I have to tell you, I was just obedient. I was like, I'm doing it. It worked out, and customers will get used to it. Like, I'm like,
and you've worked hard to be able to.
Yes, yes.
Finesse your schedule that works for you.
Right.
And you're going earlier because you are taking her to school earlier. So you're already there. You're there by what?
By
7 a.m., 8 a.m.?
Yeah. 7:30, 8. And I don't disconnect. So if I get home and I make her something to eat or whatever, then, when she has her downtime, then I'm back in the family
room. Yeah, it's not
I'm
like working. You're not going back to work.
Right. I do go back to work.
You're just not at work.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if anyone's listening, think, they're afraid to do it, just, submit it to prayer. And, you have to just train your audience. Like my firm administrator, she's like, but the clients, they always want to talk to you in person. I say, yeah, well, then they'll see me in the morning.
Yeah.
So, my scheduling person, they know anything after 1:30 has to be via phone or sometimes Zoom, because if I'm driving, I can't do Zoom or call. And it's working out. And
I love it. So 2024,
I don't know. It's going to be more of the girls and me.
How about that? Honey. Like more. And how about 2024 is about more? Doesn't that like
rhyme? Yeah, you like that? Yes.
2024 is going to be about more. Not more weight and not more food, but more everything else.
Yeah, because that could happen too, right?
Not more of that stuff, but all the more of all the good stuff.
Oh, I like that. That should be our thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
24 for more.
24 for more. Okay.
And until then,
we
want you to
go
be amazing.